Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, you guys. Got a great guest coming on today. Love her. I first saw this woman in a terrific film by Shane Snyder, and Cody Snyder, called Fool's Day, and she beat him. But it was, you know, a moderate part of the film. She was so amazing in her underpants role. Then I went online to check her out, and it turns out she's got a pretty amazing background in film, commercials, and a stage. A very unassuming lady. I was so impressed by her because most actors, you meet them, oh, yes, I've done this or that. Nothing. She was just like, oh, yeah, I do some acting. Some acting. Oh, my gosh. Well, she's got an upcoming film. The lady's name is Kathy Searle, and I'm going to play you the trailer from this film, and I think this is going to be a breakout role. We're going to hear a lot about this woman. She's truly amazing. All right, so I'm going to play you the trailer now. Here it comes, and then I'm going to bring her on. The chat room is open as well, so just give it some time.
I'm confused. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overburdened. I'm slightly overweight, like now.
I sent my daughter to private school. I'll pay for that. But now I have to pay for singing lessons at $1,600.
Nurture, forgive.
We're not the Jackson 5.
What can you do?
Lower your expectations. Midweek masturbation. Do it on a Wednesday. Takes you through to Friday.
Our wives think we're losers.
Man up. Both of you.
Hey, come in. This is Amy.
Laura?
I got the fix. I'm going to take the things I've learned in my single life and help you apply them to your married life.
It's not the worst idea.
You, my boys, have lost your ability to connect with your wives.
You're right. You know, I can't even connect the cable.
What are the top complaints from your wives?
You know,
top five or top 10. I mean, I don't even know where to start with.
Look, listen, and learn. What women want is spontaneity.
Bang. Technically, I did nothing wrong.
To be honest, you both married up.
What does that mean?
Is that good?
None of my moves are working.
You got to be part of your wife's life. To put it very simply, you have to show up.
Where are we going?
Wherever she is.
The new me is the old me, and the old me is back.
Admire your wives. I don't mean just admire them with your eyes. Caress your woman.
What are you doing?
I'm practicing my caress. Don't be a baby.
Still, there's a hole.
Thank you for untucking those balls, baby. Hello.
Wow.
Here's the grape for us.
Hey, does Superman wear a cape?
You and Mom had a good thing. How'd you make that work?
I kept my mouth shut. I agreed with everything she said. And I slept around a little bit.
Dad.
Hey, movie fans. Valerie here with news on Oliver Stone's next project.
Well,
it looks like the director...
That's the ad that follows it, but we're not going to talk about Oliver Stone. We're here to talk about Kathy Searle. She's a versatile actress known for Baby Mama, Future Imperfect, and the upcoming sure-to-be-hit My Man is a Loser. I think she basically, I don't want to say is a scene stealer, but you definitely pay attention to her when she's on screen. She's been in numerous off-Broadway productions, as well as so many TV shows, too many to name. We'll talk about them as she comes on the show. I also noticed she did a little stand-up comedy, which, you know, we love that at Comedy Concepts. So we're going to bring her on now, Miss Kathy Searle.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am terrific. I saw just clips. I've been going through your files online and seeing everything you've ever done. I can't believe how many times I've seen you in so many things that I go, that was her? And I found you in Fool's Day, the great Shane and Cody Snyder film, originally, and I didn't know. You were so unassuming. Oh, yeah, I've done some films. Some films? Oh, my gosh. What a body of work you have, and my man is a loser. If nobody noticed you, has noticed you before and everything you've done, you are such a standout right now, just in the trailer.
Oh, I love you.
I can't wait to see it.
Thank you.
It's
great. We had the premiere on Monday, and it was so fun, and just to see it with an audience was so great because I had watched it in my apartment alone, and it's totally different when you're with an actual group of people and they're responding to the movie, and it's really, really funny. I'm so excited for it to come out on Friday.
Well, you should be. What I love about you, because having met you at the Friars Club with Shane, that you're so unassuming. Every other actor or comedian I know is telling me everything they've ever done. Oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, and you're nothing. You never mentioned that you had a film coming out. You never mentioned, oh, no, I'm here for Fool's Day, la, 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 la. And here you were, so unassuming, and I love that about you. But,
oh, gosh,
besides Off-Broadway, which you've done a lot of, oh, the Women's Project. I know the Women's Project.
Yes, I love them.
That's terrific. I know Julie. Yeah, they're great.
Oh, I love Julie. Yeah, she's amazing. Everybody over there is great.
And you just, and all the commercials you've been in that I've seen and didn't know it was you, you were so like a chameleon. You go
Thank
from mom
you.
To sexy woman to crazy woman to, it's just amazing, your talent. So give us a little back story on you. Where did you start out in? I know you're from New York, but where did you start out in your theater?
Well, you know, this is something I've always wanted to do, and I sort of begged and pleaded with my parents to let me start auditioning as a kid. But they were supportive, but they just didn't want me to feel rejection and whatnot. So they were a little skeptical in the beginning, but finally I was able to convince them when I was about 12, and I was scouted by a manager at my school. And I started doing commercials and bit parts here and there, and that was really – when I started to fall in love with the business side of it too. I mean, I started to get it when I was a kid that, oh, it really doesn't have anything to do with me. I can't take it personally. All I can do is be the best version of me. And then if they like me, yay. And if not, oh, well. So it's just something that I knew that I wanted to do. And
what was
your
first commercial? How old were you? 12, 13?
I was 12 years old, and it was for Siemens Furniture. And I was recently making a joke because we found the sweater that I wore in that commercial in my mother's attic. And I put it on, and it was frightening. It was a full crop top sweater that I was embarrassed to ever have worn. It was cute when I was 12, but not now.
Not now. Well, however, with you, you have a great figure, so I don't think...
Oh, thank you.
And I heard your stand-up comedy, pretty funny stuff as well. So you went from there 12, then when did you start legitimate acting? Not that commercials aren't legitimate, but
first
roles.
When I got out of college, I was really kind of trying to figure out the avenue that I wanted to take. I knew comedy was something I always wanted to do. So it took me a little while because I was still growing into myself, and a lot of people had said that. They said, look, it might take you a little bit longer because you have a very older soul, and I think you have to grow into that a little bit. So I really started working when I was probably in my mid to late 20s, and it really did stem from commercial work. I had done a New York Lotto spot that was really funny, and suddenly casting directors started calling and bringing me in for legit projects and wanted to know, you know, who's that girl in the Lotto spot? And I have to say, commercials have really paved the way for me. And I feel like I've been in some of the best commercials where they're like little sitcoms, really.
Oh yeah. If you go to www.kathyserle.com, you can see some of her reels. It's so impressive. But the way you jump back and forth is amazing, Kathy. You just go from either being a serious Russian to a very obnoxious shopper and shopaholic. And it's just your subtlety is so amazing that I'm just embarrassed that I have not heard of you before, meeting you through like I say, a fluke, that I've not heard of you before, because you really are quite the chameleon of an actress. You don't see that these days. Everybody is mostly themselves. And the fact that you go from being sweet to I hear things coming out of your mouth, and I go, oh, no, she didn't just say that. cracks me up, as in your upcoming film. Why don't you tell us about what was it like working with your co-stars? I'm sure everyone would like to know that. Kathy? Whoops. I think Kathy she clicked herself off while we were talking. Kathy, are you there? She'll be back on. Anyway, she's done so much extensive work, she might have accidentally clicked herself off there. All right. She's also been in television, Body of Proof, Law & Order, Gossip Girl, Lipstick Jungle, New Amsterdam, Law & Order, CI, Surveillance, Hope & Faith, Damage Control, As the World Turns, and Pimp My Pooch. That's a big thing. Well, I don't know where she went. We didn't click on anything. All right, let me see.
Hello, hello. Kat,
there you are. Where'd you go?
I don't know.
Well, I was reading your bio, so I'm sorry I was asking you about
you.
You know, I saw John Stamos at the Don Rickles Friars event.
Yes.
And he was just adorable. Tell us about Mr. Yogurt Man.
You know, I have to say, it's funny because a lot of people have been asking me about him. He is so beautiful, but it's really the inner beauty that is, I think, what makes him even more attractive, because he's such a genuine guy. He really loves what he does. He's so grateful. And I feel like that's why he is where he is in his career.
And he's very talented as a young man, I believe.
He's a super talent.
He played with the Beach Boys. Wasn't he their backup drummer?
Yeah.
A little?
He still is. He's still on the road with them. He's actually he stopped touring with them to do some press for the movie, and then he'll be back on the road with them, I think, next week.
It's pretty amazing. And how about tell us about your husband in the film.
Michael Rappaport. I do, too. I love him. I mean, I was a fan of his since I was a kid, and I thought...
I'm sure he likes to hear that.
Well, you know.
Since I was a kid, how old do you think I am?
loved him. I loved him in Beautiful Girls. That's kind of when my love affair started with Michael Rappaport, and when they had said, Michael Rappaport is playing your husband, I immediately was so nervous because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm such a fan of his, I'm going to be totally intimidated. And at that cast dinner, he was just so funny, and we talked about our lives and just his kids, and I mean, he's just such a genuine, great guy, no ego, and really funny, and he is so funny in this movie. I mean, I'm watching it again.
I love the pairing, the size pairing between the two of them.
I know.
That was hysterical.
Super tall.
He's like six something next
yeah,
to you. But you hold your own. I like you. You're like just from the trailer. I cannot wait to see this. My man is a loser. Just from the trailer, you hold your own. I think you're going to get such great reviews from this.
From your mouth to God's ears. Thank you.
Just the trailer alone had me just floored. I was like hysterical.
Good.
What was your favorite moment on the film? Because everybody,
you know,
it.
I have to say the first day. My first day was day three of filming, and we actually shot the second to last scene in the movie that day. And so it was John Stamos, Michael Rappaport, Brian Callen, Heidi Arm, Brewster, and myself. And John Stamos is playing the guitar and singing to us. And there I am sitting and holding Michael Rappaport's hand. And it was just this surreal moment of, how did I get here? This is amazing. And I just felt so fortunate. I looked around the room and I thought, this is going to be an amazing ride. And it really was. We all became friends. We still are friends. Heidi Armbruster, who plays my best friend in the movie, she and I were instant friends and still are. Brian Callen, whenever he comes into town, we joke saying he's like the mayor. So everything, you know, you stop what you're doing and you get together with Brian Callen, and it's just so funny. And we have such a good time when we're together.
It's amazing that I've never gotten like watching a trailer going, I want to see this right away. You know, it's like on my opening day list. And everyone listening, please, if you're listening, please go opening day, because that's what really counts at the box office, is what the opening day numbers are. So all my fans out there listening and people in my chat room, Chuck Skull, if you'll tell, there's another radio show listening right now, Chuck's World of Mayhem. Chuck, if you'll just announce that opening day to go check out this film, that
yes,
would be great.
Yes, and it's same day on demand, too. So you can sit in the comforts of your own home watching it.
What? What? You can watch it at home?
Yep, you can. We are releasing it in theaters and on demand.
On the same day?
Yeah. Same day. Yes, July 25th.
Oh,
so it's great.
Who
so you
knew? Oh, that's going to be great.
Yes, yeah.
That is terrific. So you must be so excited about this because this, I mean, not that you're not excited. You've been in so many films. I was, during the glitch in the switchboard, I was reading off your credits, all your television credits. Who knew that was you, again, as I say. But all your other films, too. Baby Mama, that was hysterical, just the clip.
I know.
I hate to say the word scene stealer because I don't mean it in a bad way, but I do mean it in the way that, who is that woman? That is so funny.
I love you for saying that. Thank you. I feel like I
think as an actress, you're like the spice in the meal. You're like, what is that? What is that taste? Is that cumin? Is that just a spice in the meal? And you add so much. Even in Fool's Day, which you know I'm a big fan of, which is where I first saw you.
Yeah.
That as the teacher, you were just so unassuming and so. And then I see you in these chameleon roles, which are just fantastic. We have a chat room. You can't see it, but there's a chat room, and guests are signing in and out as we speak. Also, you had in there Movie Attic Headquarters. I think she's going to want to interview you, too. So I'm going to hook you both up later, Betty Jo Tucker, because
this great.
You're just terrific. So tell us more about yourself. What are your future plans? What do you plan to do? Do you plan to direct, write? I don't see you as just an actress. I see big things coming.
Oh, I love you. I really do feel like I'm going to give you 10%. You're amazing. This is.
I think you're getting a sitcom out of this. I'm predicting there's a sitcom in there for you because.
Please let that happen.
If anybody goes www.kathysearle.com and just check out her reel or Facebook like her, if she has. You have a like page? Or just Facebook page?
No, it's just my page, and then I'm on Twitter at Searle Kathy.
All right, follow her on Twitter. Okay. Don't bombard her with your crazy cat pictures on Facebook, but follow her on Twitter. No more cat pictures.
I do love animal videos though. So feel free to post funny dogs
but
dancing.
Follow her. And as I'm saying, please, opening day, the 25th is the most important time to see this film. And I'll promote it again on the 25th, but this is great.
You.
So tell us your future plans because it's so exciting.
You know what? I mean, I hope that I can just continue working as an actress. I've never really thought about directing. I've been very fortunate that I've been able to collaborate on projects. I just had shot a pilot about 8 months ago with a group of actors that we improvved and sort of
was that
styled
freak,
their...
freak something?
Yes, freak me. Yes,
I saw that too.
Me.
Hysterical.
Yeah. I know. I'm so excited about that one. That one was really a labor of love on everyone's part, and we just had so much fun working on it and really did collaborate with the writer.
Is that a pilot or a web series
coming
out?
It's a pilot. They're shopping it around right now, and they just dropped the trailer to get some buzz going. And,
you hear that, all my fellow Fryer producers? They're shopping around?
Yes, please.
Say the name of it again in the website.
Freak Me, www.freakme.com.
Oh, yeah.
And you can check out the trailer, and it's really funny.
It's hysterical. I could see you directing. Usually people who have a good sense of comedy make great directors.
I mean, I would love to. I think right now I'm just so focused on acting and then being able to do great things on the side. You know, I think the beauty of being an actor and getting your name out there and getting people to know who you are is that suddenly your voice can be heard for charitable organizations. And that's always been the dream, is that I can turn my career into more of a philanthropic aspect and be able to help charities that I love, like Comedy Cures, which is a wonderful organization.
Sharon.
Yes,
I know Sharon.
Yes.
She's a friend
I
of mine.
I love Sharon.
Small
oh
world.
My gosh, I love that. Well, of course you would. Good people know good people. I like that.
And
I like
do that,
that
too. I do. I also believe in, as a stand-up comedian, I also give back to a lot of charities. But the real charities, don't come to me if you're making money off of me and asking me to perform. The real charities, guys, the real ones. And it's so great. And do you have any other besides the freak.com coming out? Do you have anything else coming out?
I am working also collaborative process with Ken Davenport, who's a big Broadway producer, and Sarah Salzberg and nine other actors created a pilot, and we based it on improv and came up with these great characters. And we are going to shoot that, I think, sometime in October. And that will also be shopped around, and it's sort of Reno 911 meets Cat House, the documentary that was on HBO about brothels. So it seems in my career right now, the porn industry is following me. A little weird.
It does seem that.
Yes.
You never saw that when you were doing the commercials. Well, I guess it started with beds. It's ending with beds. But it's not going out there with that. But it's great that you're in improvisation. Yeah, you did Upright Citizens?
I trained at Upright Citizens Brigade back in early 2000 when
I
had gotten out of school.
Improv is my first love. Is my first love. I love doing improvisation. I incorporate it into my stand-up. I still do it, some jams and things, but I love improv is my first love. And you are very good at it, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I love it so much. I love it. And I love that directors are willing to let actors do that and really explore and play. And especially in My Man is a Loser, Mike Young, he was a first-time writer-director, and he really trusted the actors and said, look, we'll do it scripted and then just play. And we all really did.
All right, I got to know. Just tell me some of the, without giving anything away, some of the play that you did in this.
Well,
what scene should I look for, in other words?
There's a little bit, you know, there's little flavorings throughout the movie. Heidi and I have a couple of scenes. She plays Brian Callen's wife, where we're talking about sex and booze, basically. And that was again, flavoring of improv.
I told you, you're the
great
spice of acting.
Well, hopefully not a spice that anyone's allergic to.
No, spices are good for you. Spices are good.
I hope so.
They are good. They're good. You're like saffron.
Ooh, I like that.
Saffron of spices. Red, very expensive. You only need a little bit to season the whole thing.
Ooh, I like
it. Like saffron. Oh, we have, I see in the, some people listen via phone, by the way, just so you know. People are logging in and out of the chat room right now. We have Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. I've got to give her a quick plug. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker. Yes, she may be contacting you as well. We have people popping in and out. Chat room, if you have any questions. I see Chuck Skull. If you have any questions, just post them in the chat room. We will answer them for you. It's amazing. I really do see. I've never, totally been enamored just from seeing your reels and going, she never mentioned that.
I know. I'm very, you know, it's funny. I am very shy when it comes to talking about my resume. I just feel very fortunate that I get paid to do what I do and what I love. And oftentimes I know there are those actors out there that are constantly promoting themselves and talking about what's next. And I come from the school of thought of just try to be here now and enjoy what's happening. And
well,
when we met,
I'm just going to throw out there.
Happening.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just going to throw out there from what I saw, and I mean, I've written for television and film. From what I saw of your clips, right away I thought, oh, man, she would be great in a sitcom about a woman who does interviews of celebrities.
Oh, I would love it. Because I did hosting back in the day. I did stuff for the Home Shopping Network, and Print My Pooch was actually a show where we did makeovers for owners of dogs and their dogs. So it was dueling makeovers.
Oh, wow. That is so funny. But you're a great interviewer as well.
Thank you. You're very funny.
I love you interviewing the vase, Diva.
I know.
So what are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to most about? I mean, this is opening in 2 days. What are you looking forward to most? How are you going to get up that day? You've been in numerous films, but this is a very large role you have.
Yeah, this is my first leading lady role, and it's really exciting. You know, I think I'm hoping that people are going to just watch the movie, like my work, and hopefully they'll want to hire me. I am available.
July 25th. You wake up in the morning. What's the first thing you after you brush your teeth? What's the first thing
Well, I better take my dog out so she doesn't pee on the floor.
If I were you, Kathy, I'd be wearing a shirt with "My man is a loser" on it, walking your dog and saying, "Yeah, that's me. That's me."
I know. I'm gonna go up to my neighbors and say, "Don't forget, today's the day. Watch it. Go see it."
That's me. That's right. I'm her.
I'm in it.
Well, I predict good things for you out of this film because you're amazing. You're amazing. I'm so glad I discovered that. You know, I did watch everything you've ever done in the last.
Oh,
I watched in the last 24 hours, and it's just amazing. You do have such a great film presence, and this is going to be big. This is going to be awesome, and I predict great things. I still think, why doesn't anybody get? Your hosting is so hilarious.
I know. I really.
What was that, Broadway? It was called Broadway something. I couldn't read the.
I think it was just Broadway.com or BroadwaySpace.com. That was our website. And
all right.
Yeah,
again,
we had a blast.
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying we had a blast doing that. That was really fun to, you know, do stuff at the Tonys and. I'm crazy, so you ask me to do something, and I'll do it. You want me to lay on the red carpet? That's fine. I'll just,
You're crazy and limber.
For comedy.
Limber.
Thank you.
Although,
there is a scene in My Man is a Loser where I had to do yoga, which I don't do, and my sister is a big yoga instructor and actress as well, and I had to ask everyone that was in the scene around me, please tell me what positions. I have no idea what I'm doing, and so I thought, oh, people are really going to know that I have no idea what I'm doing with yoga.
Saluting the dog. That's all I know. Saluting the dog.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Exactly.
No, the sun. It's the sun. I'm so wrong. Downward dog saluting the sun. I don't know. I do yoga.
And that's what I said. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Me too. I said I go to the gym, the gym of life.
I love that, the gym of life. But you are in great shape, and I really am. I'm your new super fan. And can you believe that a half hour went by so fast?
I know. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
And you have – so we have 2 minutes. So what advice would you give to anyone, a young person trying to start out in this business?
You know, I love this question because I feel like I wish I had a mini-me back when I was starting out. I think we forget as actors who we are. We want to be what we think they want, and so we lose sight of ourselves. And I think it's constantly we constantly have to remind ourselves that there is no one in the world out there like us. There might be people that look like us, but they're not. So stay true to who you are and what you can offer this business. Different strokes for different strokes, different strokes for different folks. I am a lot for some, and I'm perfect for others. And you really have to believe in yourself, believe in your talent, and have faith. Know that it's not necessarily going to happen overnight. I mean, this I've been doing this for a bajillion years.
But you're
time.
Amazing, too. The amazing – you're saying, like, know who you are, and also – I would say have a backup. Have plan B.
I feel like –
you don't need plan B because you're going to be so awesome big.
Oh, I love you. Thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you so much.
So remember, My Man's a Loser opens the 25th. You can get it, who knew, on demand right away. Or go to the box office, but I want everyone to do it on the first day. Please do it. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, if you can get a hold of it or watch it the first day, I'll put you in contact with Kathy. Kathy, I don't know what to say. You've been fantastic.
You're fantastic.
I wish you
I love you.
The best in everything, and that's Kathy Searle, www.kathysearle.com. .com. Go check her out. Go Facebook friend her. Follow her. She's going to be big. Big, I tell you. All right, Kathy, thanks for being a guest on Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. And I'm playing this song by Tom Carosa dedicated to Kathy Searle. Go get him, girl.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
After mass just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a for potato to cheese and to me. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten some. six and still at two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a dog.
That was with our guest, fantastic guest, Kathy Searle. Don't forget, you can get the check out the movie July 25th. It's also on demand. She's terrific. Look for her. Thank you. Nancy Lombardo, Blog Talk Radio.